You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. The Arcs is a new project from Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. He started the band with some of the musicians and producers he's worked with over the years. For this episode, Dan and his bandmates Richard Swift and Leon Michaels break down how they made the song Put a Flower in Your Pocket and how its title was inspired by a three-year-old girl.
This is a live performance. The bass, the guitar, the keyboard, and the drums, it's live. There's no edits. Second take. This thing just happened. We didn't even have to think about it. My name is Dan, and I played bass and sang on this song.
I'm Richard, and I play drums and some background vocals. We produce a lot of records outside of Arcs, but this was, like, too easy. Like, somebody has a riff, and we just kind of know instantly, like, what to do. And that's Russ.
Yeah, Russ Paul, our friend from Nashville. He's great. He's on all those top 10 hits, country hits, but he's so out there. And he loves coming to our studio and making music with us. Russ was on guitar, literally just started playing it. Pretty much we heard that, and then we knew what to do.
Somebody gets behind the drums, somebody picks up a bass.
We're all kind of like orbiting around Russ. It's really nice to kind of be able to mix up the sounds. Playing old instruments, but we can get really modern sounds. The kick drum has like 808s layered underneath.
One thing that we've started to fall back on is like a lot of like spring reverb hits. That's become our new crash.
It's a spring reverb unit, an old spring tank. I just bang it on the ground. That's become our thing, apparently, because we can't really record a track without doing it.
Yeah.
We did this on our free time. This was like a project for friends to be together to just make music. So we never really set up a session. It was always like, oh, Leon, I'm going to be in New York City for 2 days. Let's get together.
I'm Leon. I played keyboards. That's an eighth tone organ, and it's just two like major seventh chords. The eighth tone is a little broken, which, you know, it's always good.
And that's part of the thing that we love about recording is like the flaws, you know, that's why we like to capture the live performance, because it's the human element that makes it feel special and alive. If shit is played to a click and perfectly in tune, 9 times out of 10, I'm not gonna be interested. So Leon and I got together and started throwing ideas out. What are we talking about? And he mentioned something that his daughter said.
She was just picking flowers, and she's like, I'm going to put a flower in my pocket. And I thought, like, oh, put a flower in your pocket. That's like a cool, like, temptation song title or something. So I just gave that to Dan, and then he turned it into something else.
I just thought about somebody putting, like, a dime bag in their pocket, and we turned it into basically a drug dealer anthem.
Yeah.
Put a flower in your pocket. If you see them, boy, you drop it and you run. Run.
The way that we record these songs, I'm not testing to see if the key is like appropriate for my voice, but sometimes it just works. And this, the chorus was right at the top of where my natural voice wanted to break up a little bit.
They may pretend they like you, but man's best friend will bite you just for fun. For fun. If they're gunning for you, boy, you've already won.
I like to have my voice double tracked a lot of times, so I did that on this song. It adds that haziness that I like. Leanne and I were writing a song, and we had an idea to have this mariachi part, instrumentation. So when we went to New York City the next session, we called up a mariachi band.
Flor de Toloche?
And they came to the studio, and they showed up, and it turned out to be an all-girl band. We didn't know ahead of time, so we thought that was interesting. But then they played, and they were great. They came up with parts really quickly. And then we had to put them on another song, and then we put them on another song. And then I said, hey, can you guys sing? And they said, yeah.
Yeah, we can sing.
We can sing, of course. Sing. And then I put them on the song, and they fucking killed it. We use a fuzz bass to mimic kind of trombone parts, brass parts.
Yeah.
Just replace those with fuzz bass, and that's what we're doing. This song happened so quickly, and it felt so right on. Like, it's like we couldn't record it fast enough. When it happens like that, it's exciting. That natural feel that Swift and Leon and I have when we play together, it's special. It's a special thing, and we're just starting to grab a hold of it and make sense of it.
And now, here's Put a Flower in Your Pocket by The Arcs in its entirety.
Escalating.
For more on the Arcs, visit songexploder.net. There's a link to buy this song, and you can watch the music video, which is really, really good. You can find all of the past episodes of the podcast and subscribe to future episodes at itunes.com/songexploder. You can also find Song Exploder on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I send out mixtapes on Fridays on my newsletter. You can find links to all of these at songexploder.net. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.